You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, May the 15th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and we're going to be taking a look at a reading, probably the most important reading for this coming Sunday, which is the Sunday of Pentecost on May the 19th. The readings that we looked at on Monday were from John chapter 15. We also have an Old Testament reading from Ezekiel 37. That's that reading where Ezekiel is taken by the Holy Spirit into the middle of a valley that was full of dead bones. And God told him to prophesy to these dry bones and bring them back to life. And this was Israel brought back to life by God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. The reading we're going to be taking a look at today, I believe, is the primary reading for Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. Now, in Acts chapter 1, it begins with the 11 apostles looking at Jesus going up into heaven. So that's his exaltation to the right hand of God. Then, beginning in verse 13, you have over 100 people with the apostles, and they decide that to replace Judas, they would have as the 12th apostle Matthias. And they figure that out by casting lots for two disciples, and Matthias came up. So beginning with verse 1 of chapter 2, we begin with the essence of the Sunday of Pentecost. It says, "The day of Pentecost came. This was a festival on the 50th day after the Passover." So they were all together in one place. This refers not just to the 11 apostles, but also to the many people. "Suddenly, a sound like a violent blast of wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting." Now, it's interesting to note that the word for wind is also referring to the Holy Spirit. Remember, in Genesis 1, the Holy Spirit was at the creation of the world with Jesus and God the Father. So a violent blast of wind came from heaven. This is another occasion when the Holy Spirit makes his appearance. When was the first occasion? It was at the baptism of Jesus, where the Holy Spirit came from heaven as a dove, alighting upon Jesus and entering him. This was the beginning of his ministry. Now, this same blast of wind that comes from heaven filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw tongues like flames that separated, and one rested on each of them. This is where we understand that the Holy Spirit is also associated with fire. And each of the disciples, including the 11 apostles, had a tongue like a flame that rested on each of them. Then verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and started to speak in other languages that the Spirit gave them the ability to speak. This, of course, is what is meant by speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not some unknown language to human beings, but it's the ability to speak in known foreign languages. Now, why is the Holy Spirit doing that with these people? Because there were many people in Jerusalem from around the world that had come for the festival of the Pentecost. Many of them were believers, and they were all not Jews, but also Gentiles. So they had come to celebrate Pentecost, and the apostles and disciples were able to speak in other languages. Now, this becomes the proof that Peter uses later on. Remember, he has a vision that he has to go to a Gentile named Cornelius. He has to go to his house and speak the message of Jesus Christ. But this was a Gentile house. But when he went there and began to speak, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit in the same way that these people were on the day of Pentecost. Now, does that happen to you? Well, remember, number one, it is God who is doing this. He's bringing the Holy Spirit into the presence of the believers. And guess what? That occurs in the holy sacrament of baptism. Even for an infant, they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, and faith. And faith is now the ability to believe the promises of Jesus Christ. Now, verse 5, it says, Jews who feared God had come from every nation under heaven to live in Jerusalem. That was because of the Pentecost. And when it says from every nation, that was including Gentiles. Yes, there were many Gentiles who had become Jewish and truly feared God, as is said by Luther's Small Catechism in regard to the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. That means we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. So this is the promise from the Old Testament. It was the promise of Jesus that he had to leave, and it would be to the advantage of the people that he would leave and be exalted into heaven after his resurrection, so that he could send to them the Holy Spirit. Now, when that sound came, and what's the sound? Well, it was that violent blast of wind. The crowd gathered. So this isn't referring to the disciples and apostles, but the crowd of Jews who had come from every nation under heaven. When that sound came, the crowd gathered and was dumbfounded because each one heard the disciples speak his own language. That shows that the speaking in tongues was not an unknown angelic language or heavenly language that needed interpretation in the church. No, I attended during the times I was going to different churches, a church that was a charismatic church, and they were trying to get a woman just to start speaking in tongues. And it didn't matter what she sounded like, because then there were supposed to be other people in the congregation that were to interpret what she was saying. I sat there and saw that nonsense take place. It's clear that the speaking in tongues meant foreign languages known by other people. So the crowd gathered, heard them speaking in their own languages. Amazed and wondering, they asked in verse 7, "Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee?" And of course, they would know Greek and maybe Hebrew, some Aramaic, but how does every one of us hear his own language he was born in? And then Luke indicates the languages that were heard. For Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people living in Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and the province of Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the country near Cyrene in Libya, the visitors from Rome, Jews, and those who have accepted the Jewish religion, people from Crete and Arabia. Well, that's really a list of many nations, all with different languages. And they say, in our own languages, we hear them tell about God's wonderful things. And of course, that's going to be the essence of the day of Pentecost, preaching to the people about the wonderful good news of the gospel. Now, they were all amazed and puzzled. "What can this mean?" the crowds were asking one another. But others sneered. These would be like the unbelieving Pharisees. "They are full of new wine." So that was the charge. But this occurred early in the day. So, verse 14, Peter got up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed them. "Jews, and all you who live in Jerusalem, understand this, and listen to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. Why, it's only 9 in the morning. No, this is really a fulfillment of what the prophet Joel spoke about. Notice that when you want to convince people of the good news of the gospel, you always use the Bible. There's no outside evidence you can show people. You talk to them what the Bible says. In the same way that Jesus brought those two men on the road to Emmaus to an understanding of why he had to die on the cross and the significance of his resurrection. So now he begins to speak about the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. This is Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. Then your sons and your daughters will speak God's word. Your young men will have visions, and your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit on my servants, both men and women, and they will speak God's word. Now, it's true, elsewhere in the scripture, women are not permitted to be pastors, but they're certainly permitted to be mothers, bringing up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In fact, I would say a majority of Sunday school teachers are women, where every Sunday they bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the children. Verse 19, still staying with Joel, I will give you startling wonders in the sky above and marvelous signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and splendid day. He's talking about the crucifixion and the resurrection. Then everyone who what? Who obeys the Lord will be saved? No. Everyone who calls on the Lord's name will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to what I have to say. Jesus from Nazareth, God showed you who the man is, and that was by his doing miracles, startling wonders, and miraculous signs through him among you, as you know. He, of course, is referring to the many miracles that Jesus did, healing people of various diseases, whether they were blind, deaf, mute, lame, had leprosy, or were hungry and fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. This is Jesus from Nazareth, the man who by doing miracles through him you began to know. God definitely planned and intended to have him betrayed, and so you had wicked men nail him to a cross, and you killed him. But God set aside the pains of death and raised him. Death could not hold him. Now, how did Peter know that? Well, once more, he quotes the Old Testament. David says of him, and this is in Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11. I always see the Lord before me. He is at my right hand, that I will not be shaken. And so my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. Yes, even my body will rest hopefully, because you will not leave me in the grave or let your loved one experience decay. You show me ways of life. You will fill me with joy by being with me. This is David in Psalm 16, prophesying that he will have a life of joy because of what Jesus Christ did in dying and rising from the dead. He continues, Peter, fellow Jews, I can tell you frankly, our ancestor David died and was buried, and his grave is here to this day. He was a prophet and knew God had sworn to him to put one of his descendants on his throne. He's talking about a descendant of David. That's why Gabriel speaks to Mary about Jesus coming from the house of David. Verse 31 of Acts 2. David saw what was ahead and said, the Christ would rise again. He was not deserted when he was dead, and his body did not experience decay. God has raised this Jesus, and we're all witnesses of that. Peter is talking about the 11 apostles and the 100-plus disciples who saw Jesus after his resurrection. In fact, in another part of the Bible, it said 500 people saw Jesus raised from the dead. Lifted up to God's right hand and receiving from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out what you see and hear. David didn't go up to heaven, but he says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right until I make your enemies your footstool. You see, David in his body will finally go to heaven on Judgment Day when the Lord returns. Peter says, then all the people of Israel should know it's true that God made him Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. And then the people were cut to the heart hearing this. What shall we do? And Peter answered them with the words of John the Baptizer. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will be given the Holy Spirit. And the promise is to you, to your children, and all who are far away, all whom the Lord our God will call. That's referring to Gentiles. Tremendous day, that Pentecost. And we pray you celebrate it this Sunday. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.